What's up? You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork. And as always on this show, we're just really just trying to figure out what the heck is cool. Because I don't know, and some people do. You just heard Garnet Graves by Devours, CITR classic performer and album, Iconoclast, came out in March, and it is amazing. Played that song, though, because Devours recently, as in last Thursday, released the music video for that song, and it's all animated by Flavor Cell Animation Collective, which is an amazing Vancouver-based like animation artist group, and they made an amazing, beautiful video for an amazing, beautiful artist who wrote an amazing, beautiful song. So just wanted to share it. And also, I think to note, Devours, the artist, not pretentious at all. Today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about cool adjective, both pretentious and not pretentious. i.e. both exclusive and welcoming. I think that this is an interesting definition of the word cool. I was talking to someone earlier today asking how they would define that word, and they said intimidating, which I think is kind of mean, but pretentious, I think. Like, what is it that's like intimidating? And it's like that air of like, or like that assumption or like fostered reaction that is like mean and exclusive and like, yeah. So that's what we're gonna talk about today. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna listen to songs kind of about it. You're gonna hear my thoughts and my feelings. So this is No Space for Residence by Fake Fruit, band that used to be based in Vancouver and has now moved to Oakland, and they are still amazing despite that. Not despite. No despite. Okay, No Space for Residence by Fake Fruit. This is 101.9 FM. Enjoy. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Dork, and that, what you just heard, was Critical Thinking by Stinky Boys out of Philadelphia. I talked about this a bit last week, but I'm obsessed with Philadelphia as a place where music is coming out of right now. And then just before that, you heard No Space or Residence by Fake Fruit. Today on Teachable Moments, we're talking about cool adjective, both pretentious and not pretentious, both exclusive and welcoming. I feel like there's like kind of like two sides of cool that we keep coming up on this show. And one is like, oh, cool, like it's cool to like care about stuff. It's cool to like be invested. Like when you are sharing something or like when you're like showing interest or like some form of like investment into like a product or a person or a thing, like that's cool. So basically, I guess this show like values vulnerability. But then the other, like the flip side of cool is almost like antithesis cool, but it's also like still a very real manifestation of the idea of coolness, which is just kind of like aloof and like kind of cold, and like scary a bit. And I feel like we talked about this a bit on the exclusivity episode, just because I, as a dork, don't really think being pretentious or exclusive is that cool. But it's still, there's a lot of you can get a lot of capital, a lot of social capital if you do those things. But you gotta think critically. According to Stinky Boys. Okay, gonna move on. This is Newborn by Divorcer. Track came out in 2017. They released Debt Jubilee in January 2019, and they were featured in not this most recent issue of Discorder, but the one just before it. And they're amazing. So this is Newborn. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yesterday, people on the side. X Admint Records.
We know you'll have a great time at this year's Mint Records Ridiculously Early Xmas Party.
Join us at the Red Gate on November
30th
for a warm and festive evening of music with Dumb, Tough Age, Necking, Supermoon, Kelarissa, and Jay Arner.
As usual, Santa will be giving away presents jammed with goodies from his elves at Audiopile, Nemesis Coffee, Lucky's Comics, and Six Cent Press, along with a surprise mint release to the first 50 people through the door.
Limited advance tickets are available online or at Red Cat Records and Neptune Records.
X.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Thank you.
What's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land, the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I'm your host, Dork. And as always on the show, we're just like really just trying to figure out what the heck is cool, what's hot, and more, almost as importantly, what's not. You just heard Marble Breath by Pure Slabs off of the album Trap Doors, another group based out of Philadelphia, which, as you know, is something that I love. I love Philadelphia right now. Probably like a, I wonder if the city itself is cool. I'm sure it is. But good music, I think. So today we are talking about cool adjective, both pretentious and not pretentious, both exclusive and welcoming. Something that I think is interesting about this band, Pure Slabs, is they, their little bio, it says, "We are not a band. We will never tour or play shows." But if you like buy their album, then you can like get all of like, you can like get all the lyrics and stuff and like learn how to cover it. And then they'll like feature your cover on their website if you want. There's a couple covers up there. I don't want to be mean or sound mean, but mostly be mean. But like, I think that's like a kind of funny example of something that's cool in that it's like both so pretentious and not pretentious at the same time. It's like, we are not a band. Like, we are like a musical group project. Like, kind of like, I feel like the more ethereal you get, the more cerebral, there's like some pretension going on there. But then also it's like very welcoming. It's like, and you too can make this music. Here is how. Which is kind of funny. It like sums it up perfectly. And then just before Marble Breath, you heard Newborn by Divorcer. I think that like being pretentious is, it's just a way of saying exclusive, but I feel like there's wealth attached to that word. Like, you're pretentious if, or like in my humble dorkish understanding, like a lot of like being pretentious is like kind of being snobby. And if you think about like the word pretentious and like the art world, it's like extra interesting because artists usually for the most part, like to work in the arts and be successful in the arts, you kind of already have to have money, because otherwise it's like very, very difficult to support yourself. And then there's like this kind of like air of like, well, I work in art, so I have more knowledge. So like I am kind of this gatekeeper of sorts. And like they, I think that there's like a like understanding of being very different and like more creative, I guess, alternative from like other groups of wealthy people. But it's just pretentious and mean no matter what. Meanness. Being pretentious is mean. But just rolling with the art world thing, I'm just gonna play a couple songs by two different artists from two different times and spaces. Both of these songs are called Modern Art. The first one I'm gonna play is by Neon out of Oakland, California, and then Other Jesus, which is a band that is no longer a thing, but they released a really great album in 2015 called Everything is Problematic. So enjoy those, mull them over, and we'll talk later.
Everybody likes to see
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, the show's Teachable Moments. The host is Dork. The land from which we are broadcasting is the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hengaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. Today on Teachable Moments, as always, we're just trying to figure out what's cool, what's hot, what's not. Today we're working with the definition cool. Adjective, both pretentious and not pretentious, both exclusive and welcoming. It's kind of like more an episode about this show's general understanding of what cool is and what I as a dork am like trying to emulate as cool. And I guess like the more general and like accepted understanding of the word, which is just kind of like intimidating and mean. But as a dork, I'm holding on to the sliver of hope that I can be cool and nice. So, fingers crossed. So you just heard Modern Art by Other Jesus, and then just before that you heard Modern Art by Neon, a band out of Philadelphia. And yeah. I was talking a little bit about like the connection that I as a dork have to like being pretentious and being wealthy. I think that like there's an element of like snobbishness that comes with pretension, and like also like this assumption or like, I don't know, experience of access. Like I feel like a lot of the time pretension, like there's this attitude of like, oh, you don't know, or like, oh, you haven't experienced, or like, oh, you've never been. And like creating a space where like the majority of people have like had these things or like had access to these resources and experiences. And then the person who like enters it, who like maybe hasn't, feels intimidated or like aggressed. Which is like kind of an interesting experience of like exclusivity. And again, kind of like talking about like the art community and like where and how like pretension manifests in that. Just kind of leaving people excluded and hurt and sad under this like weird pretense of like being maybe not welcoming, but like being a place where like if you are a good artist then you can do it. It's just like a funny, it's also like interesting thinking about it in like, I think about it a bit or like a lot when thinking about the political climate, kind of. I feel like there's a lot of antagonism towards like city liberals or like city people who live in cities and like urbanism, and this idea that like they think that they're better than people who are like from more rural communities or smaller cities, smaller towns. And like I feel like a lot of that aggression or like passive aggression and like feeling of being excluded or like feeling of being like, yeah, I guess like excluded from the experience or like supposed like heightened experience of living a city and like access to like different people and art and like essentially money. You have to be like pretty wealthy to live in a city. Has just created a lot of antagonism and like hurt and is manifesting in fascism. So that's kind of cool. Another essential part to dork of being cool and the idea of welcoming and being not pretentious is being humble. Say thank you. So I'm going to play a couple songs that are just all about, you know, thanking things. So this is Thank You Very Much by Pudding, off of their most recent album, Pop Over. And you're still listening to CHR 101.9 FM. And you will be when the song ends as well.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Feels like a vortex, all covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
Complete.
Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Broadcasting live from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencamin, speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. I, as a dork, am so delighted and happy and excited for many reasons, because I'm not cool enough to not do that, but just got an amazing call from an amazing listener and caller. What's up, Alan? Alan had many interesting and, I think, good points about dorks being inherently not cool, and I think suggested that nerds and geeks are cooler than dorks, which, honestly, I hear you. I hear you, Alan, and I agree. As a dork, I'm just trying to reach the level of coolness, at least a geek level, hopefully nerd. And I'm learning and growing, and I'm grateful for your support. You just heard Thanks a Lot by Nice Apple off of Cruel Apple Nice Sport, the combined release, I guess, of Nice Apple and Cruel Sport back in 2017. I played a song off of it last week as well. And just wanted to give it a little thank you. Okay, so this is Let Me Wear the Mask by Woolworm. I'm just very excited by this song and have listened to it 52 times on repeat. So that's a fun fact about me as a dork, and I hope that you enjoy it.
Take the beauty out of it all, like I'm throwing stones at a stained glass window, and just watching it crash and fall, raining upon everyone I know. Hands tied behind your back made me feel like you can't leave. Well, just look for me, baby, could you do that for me? Pretend I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh, 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 oh. Never drag a damn thing out of me. Just a heavy sigh when you talk about money. Then you think of me differently. When I look in your eyes, all I see is pity. Hands tied behind your back maybe feel like you can't see. Well, just breathe for me, baby. Could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna. For me, baby, could you do that for me, please? And I don't.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Dork. And as always, we're just trying to figure out what the heck is cool, what's hot, and what's not. We don't know. We don't know. So we're just trying to learn. This week's definition of cool that we're thinking about is cool, adjective, both pretentious and not pretentious, exclusive and welcoming. Or both exclusive and welcoming. Just really trying to like articulate the dichotomy in a dork's very optimistic and hopeful idea of what cool can be, which is like kind of like going for it, like just like you do you energy, and like mom, like the mom energy of cool, and the like kind of mean and honestly probably more actively pursued definition of being kind of cold, kind of intimidating, kind of exclusive. But I think that the perfect balance is both. The coolest balance is that. And I believe that strongly. So you just heard Blue Jay Cavalry by Swim Team, and then just before that was Let Me Wear the Mask by Woolworm. Woolworm just released the album Aw, which is an amazing album off of Mint Records, and they will be playing the Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party on November 30th at Redgate Art Society with, and nope, I lied, they aren't, but other Mint bands are. Tough Age, Dumb, Necking, Supermoon, Kellarissa, and Jay Arner. Supermoon, like, never plays, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, very exciting stuff. And then Swim Team, Blue Jay Cavalry. That song is off of the Choms Showcase Volume 2, alongside a bunch of other really amazing local bands. 10 out of 10 should check it out. Gonna close the show before Mel from Into the Woods comes on and kicks me off of the airwaves. I saw this band over the weekend. I'm going to play Dimwit. They're a band out of Portland. They're amazing. What I loved about seeing them was they understand the importance of theater and drama and fantasy. Every time you are like presenting anything to the world, you have like, I feel like even if you don't even know it, you have a fantasy of what it is, and like it's so cool and like it's so interesting, and like you're like building that fantasy. And I feel like a lot of the time you build a safe fantasy and it's like, oh, the cool is like we're just going up and we're in like t-shirts and like a baseball hat and like who really cares. But Dimwit like says no. Dimwit says, I will do theater, I will do drama, I will build and deliver the fantasy. So this is WWE by Dimwit, off of their album Dim Shit. It's like Dim Shit, but it's an exclamation point instead of an I. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. And then, like I mentioned, right after is Into the Woods with your host, Mel Woods. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Alan, for being a real one. And my new best friend. As a dork, I desperately need them. And it seems like you're at least, you're probably a nerd or someone who's actually cool, which is like, win. You know what I mean? I'm moving up. Okay. This is WWE by Dimwit. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.